Parshas Chukas. The parasha begins, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron Lemer, Zois Chukas HaTeira Asher Tziva Hashem Lemer. Dabrel b'nei Yisov, Yikhu Lecha Para Aduma Tmima. So we have the mitzvah of Para Aduma, and many ask the question, it says, Zois Chukas HaTeira, this is the Chayk of the Teira, and it's the Para Aduma. Why doesn't it say Zeis Chukas HaTaira, that this is the Paradumer, take someone who's Tomei, make some Torah? Why is this the albeit of the Torah? Question. A little bit later, Kapitel Yutes, Pasuk Yudalad. Pasuk says, Zeis HaTaira, Odom Ki Yomuz Ba'oyo, Kol Abo Al Oyo V'Kol Asher Ba'oyo Yit Moshe V'at Yamin. It talks about Zeis HaTeira, refers to the text generally, these are the laws of Adam, a man, ki yomus ba'oil, if he dies in an oil, in a tent. And it tells us all about that there's tumas meis, and the oil gets, anything that's in the oil becomes tamei. That's why we know a kohen can't go into a building where there's a meis there, because everything that's in the oil where there's a meis, everything becomes tamei. Hatzipes HaFrank asks, why does it say oil? Why does it use the terminology oil? Why doesn't it use the terminology bias? A house. When someone goes into a house, it would be the same thing. So why does it use the terminology oil? So he explains that it says in Kehelis, Kapitel Yud Beis Pasuk Kei, Ki Hoylecha Adam El Beis Eilomoy. He says, it says a person is going to go into his eternal house, Beis Eilomoy. In other words, on this world, everything is an oil. We live in an oil. This world is a temporary world. The houses that we build, the homes that we build, they're temporary. What are we supposed to be doing? We're supposed to be doing mitzvahs and learning Torah and creating a house, a bayis, in the next world. Anytime we do a mitzvah, we're putting on another brick. Oh, maybe some of us are putting on stucco, another person is putting a siding, whatever it is. The point is we want to try to create the nicest possible bayis in the world to come. And that's why it says, Adam ki yomus ba'oil. My kids once got out of the Cheerios box. They had these little books, little stories. And it was a story with the three pigs. I don't know if you're familiar with the story of the three pigs. Pretty famous. And the real story, the way it goes, I think there's a couple different versions, but they all have a not a very happy ending for the wolf. This Cheerios box had an ending that it said, the story goes as normal, that the pigs, they built their, one of them built a house of straw, and the wolf came and he puffed, he blew it down, and then he went and the next one built one of twigs, and the wolf came again and he huffed and puffed until he blew it down, and then the third one built a house of bricks and he huffed and puffed and he couldn't blow it down. So how does the story end? They took the wolf and they took him to a carnival and they let him blow up balloons. Everyone has a koyach. The wolf had a koyach of blowing. He was blowing very strong, so he had a koyach of blowing. So they said, you know what, you can use your koyach for good. We're going to take you to carnival, we're going to blow up balloons for the kids. That's where the story ended. Very cute. I'd like to suggest that you can say a little bit of a twist, according to what we're saying, is that maybe the wolf is the Yetzirah. According to many, the wolf is the Yetzirah. What does the Yetzirah do? He tries to get us to do things that are bad. Who told him to do that? The Bnei Shalom created the Yetzirah. Everything comes from the Yetzirah, from the Bnei Shalom. So the Bnei Shalom created the Yetzirah. Why? Because if we don't have Yetzirah, then we can't get Tzchar. The Yetzirah gives Klal Yisrael, gives us the ability to get Tzchar. Because Yetzirah tells us, do an Aveira. We say, no, we're not going to listen to you, and that's what gives us Tzchar. If we had no Yetzirah, and we had no Nisar, there's no test, we're all just going to do good, so then we wouldn't be entitled to any Tzchar. So the wolf is the Yetzirah. And he goes and he blows down the house that's the straw, and he goes down the house that's the twigs, that's the wood, the bricks, that's what we're building for Olam HaMes. We have to, in this world, we're sitting here trying to build that brick wall, the brick that's a void of the entire life, that a person has to be sitting there and trying to build that. They say from Simcha Bonham of Shischa that shortly before he was Nifter, his wife was sitting there, he was ill, and they knew he was going to be dying shortly, and his wife was like, this is terrible. She was crying, she was distraught. He says, what's the problem? My whole life, I was preparing to have a proper misa. Adam ki yomus ba'oil, a person dies in the tent, and if he does it correctly, his whole life, everyone should be zechlis to 120, but the point is that he should be able to build a bayis in Shemayim made of bricks. It says in the Ben Yoyada, Chulin Daf Peiches, V'amnoichi ofer ve'efer. That's what Avram said. Avram said, I am ofer ve'efer. In the schus of him saying that, Klai Yisrael was zeichet to two mitzvahs. For him saying that he was ofer, that he was dirt, that he was zeichet to the mitzvah of seita. And for the schus of efer, of ashes, there was zeichet to the par adum. So Ben Yoda asks, why were they zeichet to two separate mitzvahs? He did one ma'aseh. In other words, Avram Avinu said, I am dirt and ashes. So that's one action of showing that he's an anav. Why did he have two separate mitzvahs? So he explains that this two, that Avram was demonstrating two separate things. He was demonstrating his anivus in Gashmias, and he was demonstrating his anivus in Ruchnias. Two separate things. When he said that the person has a guf and he has a neshama, he was saying, "Is my guf is like offer. It's like dirt. My guf is like dirt. It's like a person was created. The other rishon was created from the ground. Nothing more than nothing more than dirt. I'm not chashiv. I'm not important. I'm not strong. I'm not nothing physical. Nothing of saying is that I'm a big shot. Nothing no attributes that says that he was a big shot. But then there are some people that taka when it comes to gashmi is that taka an onof. They can say is I'm not rich, I'm not strong, I'm not smart, things that they can attribute to themselves. But Ruchnis, I know how to learn, I'm a big masmid, I know more than everyone else sitting in this place put together, I know how to daven, and so on and so forth. People have that problem too. Maybe they realize that from the Rebbeinu Shalom, the money that they have, they realize that they got from the Rebbeinu Shalom, but the Ruchnis that they attained, they think that's theirs, and they have not that, they're balgaim about that. So he says there's two separate mitzvahs here. Offer, the Avraham Avinu was saying is, I'm offering Gashmias. I'm nothing but a piece of dirt. Afer has no value. It's you can't do anything with Afer. Afer, at least you can build something with. You can build a person. You can build clay. You can build kelim. Afer, ashes, you can't do anything with. He says, my neshama is Afer. Without the Rebbeinu Shalom, a person can't grow in Ruchnias either. A person has to realize that as great as a person can achieve in Ruchnias, he always has the Rebbeinu Shalom with him. It's the Rebbeinu Shalom that allows him to do it. Of course, he has to work on it, but it comes from the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Ben Ishchai, in the Sefer, asks why specifically these two mitzvahs of Soita and Paraduma did Kleisel need a special schus? Where did it say no? Because of the offer of the Efer, Kleisel was echel to the mitzvahs of Soita and Paraduma. And what about the other 611 mitzvahs? We don't see anywhere that Kleisel was echel. We have some, we do have Tzitzis, but what happened to the rest of them? We need a schus. Something had to happen. Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak, someone had to do something for the zeicha of the mitzvah. Why these two mitzvahs? So he explains that these two mitzvahs happen shaloi b'derech hateva. Par aduma. You have to have a cow shaloi olah ha'oil that never had a yoke on it. The Rebbeinu Shalom made a nes. How could you possibly know? It's kamat not shayach to know if you have a cow that never had an oil. You have to watch it 24/7. Who said, at any point in time, you can end up with something on it. The Rebbeinu Shalom made a nes, that's kederech hateva, that if there's two hairs that stand up on the para, and if the two hairs, if ever a yoke goes on the para, those two hairs will not stand up. A nes. Kederech hateva. And the saita, we know, that makes no sense. We scratch off the Rebbeinu Shalom's name off a piece of parchment, they put it in water, and if the saita, if she did something that she shouldn't have, then she dies from it. Pure nes. He says this for mitzvahs that we have that go shaloi kederech hateva, so there Klai Yisrael need a special schus, which Avraham Avinu was zeichet to because he said anechi of a vefer. The Noam Agadim asks, how is it that we can etch on our hearts a Torah? He says, so the Pasuk is saying over here, Zois chukas ha-Torah, this is the chukas ha-Torah, chukas from the lashon of chakuk, to be chakuk, to engrave in our hearts. How can we engrave in ourselves a Torah? Asher tziva Hashem leimer. We always have to remember that everything we have is commanded from the Rebbeinu Shalom, and everything we have is from the Rebbeinu Shalom. If we always remember Asher tziva Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shalom commanded us, we'll always be humble, and we'll always be an anav, and that's chus, we'll have the Torah chakuk on our hearts. It says, in the Tidarish Noyam, a pirish, an explanation on the Noyam of Gadim. And he says is that Dabr el Bnei Yisrael. Why does it say Deichul Gas Deich Atzig Hashem? Why Dabr el Bnei Yisrael Bichelach Haparaduma? Who else is he speaking to? Of course, Dabr el Bnei Yisrael. So he says, it says in Kehelas Rab, something very interesting. If a Chacham darshins Torah to Rab, it's a kapara. Exactly what the parameters are, it doesn't say. But there's a statement in Medrash that if a Chacham darshins Torah to the Rab, it's a kapara for everybody. But he explains that if a person, if the Rebbe, the Pearl of Chacham, was giving over the Torah, if he's a Balgaiv about it, he thinks that I'm one worthy of giving over the Torah and I'm important, and he has the Balgaiv that we're talking about that Avraham Avinu didn't have of the Afer, that he doesn't have the Ruchnius Gaiva. He doesn't have either. If he has it, then it's not Machaper. It says in the Goyim, he says, every time we make a bracha, and we say Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvosav V'Tzivanu, he says it's important to have something in mind. You have to know how to say the bracha. And he explains Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvosav Kama V'Tzivanu, which means you say bracha to Hashem Nechalom Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvosav. You're thanking the Rebbeinu Shlom that he's mekadesh us with mitzvahs, so we're happy that we get a kedusha from the mitzvahs. Kama V'Tzivanu. And you want to know why I'm going to do this mitzvah now? For one reason. Because he commanded me. Not because I'm going to become Kaddish. Not because I'm going to get Tzchar for it. Not because of anything else. For one reason. V'tzivanu al, or v'tzivanu le, whatever the mitzvah. But every mitzvah, he says, you have to have that in mind, that the purpose of doing the mitzvah is because the Rebbeinu Shlom commanded us. No other reason. It says in the Divrei Yecheskel, Mosa yagia maise lemaise avoisai. And Chazal tell us that what we have to say is, when are our actions going to come to the actions of avoisai, our fathers, our forefathers? Everyone asks, how is a shaykh? We think we have a shaykhus, our actions to be from to our forefathers, going back to Moshe, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, we have no shaykhus to that. What does it mean? And he says it's one prat. It means that a person, each one on his own level, he has to do it l'shem shemayim. He has to do mitzvahs and know, and we're not on that level. We're not on the level of the gedolim of yesteryear, not this year, not in our times either. But we have to create a for ourselves that we do mitzvahs, and we do it because, like the Goyen says, b'tzivanu l'shem shemayim, not for ourselves, no other reason, because the Baruch Hashem commanded us. And the Be'er HaMoshe explains that the reason that we have a mitzvah paraduma is zayis chukas ha-teira, it's a chayk from the teira. What does that mean? What is this, the teira, not just the teira? He explains because this is the quintessential chayk, which means is that we don't know how it works, what's the reason for it. What is this, you know, it says that the guy make fun of us, so on and so forth, but what does it mean? That we don't understand how it works with the paraduma. We know the halachas, but we don't understand it. Can't explain it. There's no rational reason for it according to our das. He says the reason for it is that saying Zeri Zchukas HaTorah, that's what's supposed to keep us in Anav. And no matter how great you are and you think you know everything, but Zeri Zchukas HaTorah, Asher Tzivah Shalom, Dabar Mitzvah, a Parah Aduma. A Parah Aduma is always supposed to remind us that mitzvahs, as great as we think we are, we don't know everything. There's plenty for us to know. We don't understand how the Parah Aduma works. That's supposed to keep us on the Loma Drega, and we should always be Shufus. We shouldn't become a Balgaiva. And that's why it says over here, Zeri Zchukas HaTorah, that we have to have a dveikus to the Torah, we have to connect ourselves to the Torah. But how is it possible to connect ourselves to the Torah? There's only one way, and that's through being anivus. Like we said, Anochi Ofer Ve'efer of Moshe of Avraham Avinu, and we had that's the whole essence of the Torah, is that we have to realize that everything comes from the Baruch Hashem, and we're down here, and he's up here. Oh, later in the parasha, Pasuk says, Kapitel Cha Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe el Aaron, Yam lo hemamtem bi lakdishen alein ibnei Yisrael. Lochein lo yisaviyu el asakol hazeh l'arzu shem sati lahem. Rebbeinu Shlom told Moshe and Aaron, you didn't believe in me, lo hemamtem bi lakdishen alein ibnei Yisrael, to be mekadish me in the eyes of Bnei Yisrael, therefore you're not zeicha to go into Eretz Yisrael, with Klal Yisrael. Now, and the obvious question is, what does the pasuk mean? Loi hemamtem bi. Moshe and Aaron didn't have a moon in their Rebbeinu Shlom. What does that mean? How do we understand that? So we know Rashi tells us that we know that the chet that he hit, it says that before it said that Vayor Moshe shel yachas asel matei pamoyim, he hit the rock twice. Hit shemayim mam matei shaydo v'iram. Okay, so he hit the rock. The Rishonim, I think I saw maybe 16 or 17 different pshatim of what the chet of Moshe Rabbeinu was. We're going to call it a chet, whatever that means. But Moshe Rabbeinu did something wrong on some level. The Rishonim, 16 different pshatim. Each one has a different pshat. Because it's not so simple. Why? Why is there so many different pshatim? Because you can't just say Moshe Rabbeinu did a chet. Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Rabbeinu. We got the Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who brought down the Torah for Klal Yisrael. But what does it mean? Yan lo himantem bi. It's amazing. And not only that, the pasuk doesn't say it over here specifically what was the chet. Hey, mimi Hashem says Hashem yikadosh. Doesn't say what it is. Why doesn't the Torah tell us what it is? The Shachal Torah says, and it says in Kapitel Cha Pasuk Ches. Rabbeinu Shalom commands Moshe, Kach es hamate, v'hakel es ha'edah, v'atah v'nachichah dibartem al-asal le'neim nasamimot. You should take hamate, the mate, and you should gather Klal Yisrael and you and Aaron, your brother, you should speak to the selah le'neihem, v'nasamimot. You should speak to the Klal Yisrael in front of their eyes, and water will come out. Zok t'shach ha'alteira. What's hamate, the stick? When there's a hay in the front, means the, meaning the hay ha'yidua, the stick that's known. Why doesn't it say matcha? Take kach es matcha. Take your stick. What's hamate? He says this. Rabbeinu Shalom was telling Moshe to take that same stick that you did all the nisim in the Mitzrayim with the dam and he with the water that he didn't want to hit him and Aaron. That matcha. He wanted that Moshe Rabbeinu should take that very stick that Klal Yisrael should knew that Nisim were done with to remind them of the Nisim. It was for Klal Yisrael. It was that you would speak to Klal Yisrael and they would realize that the Selah and everything else in this world, everything is amazing in the Rabbeinu Shalom. And they wouldn't have questioned and the water would have come out of the rock automatically, but it was with the Matcha, with the Hamatcha, the stick. The stick that Klal Yisrael would recognize as everything comes from the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Tzemach says, when it says, Yan lo himantem bi, he explains that Moshe Rabbeinu thought that he knew a concept that the Rabbeinu Shalom does Nisim for Tzadikim. We know throughout the Gemara, with the Abbas Akhtashim, the Rabbeinu Shalom does Nisim for the Tzadikim. Rashi made a chesed that for Rishoyim, or those that are not Tzadikim, the Rebbe Shalom doesn't do Nisim for. So he thought that he had to hit the rock because just to talk to the rock wouldn't in and of itself would be too much of an ace. He had to minimize the ace by hitting it, somehow minimized it. But he didn't want to talk to the rock that it should come out. He said, because Klal Yisrael are not worthy. Klal Yisrael, we went through all the parshas before. We had the Meragim, we had the Eagle, unfortunately, Klal Yisrael did Chatoim. He didn't think that they were worthy on the Madrega that a nation happened to him at that level. So the Pasuk says, Rav Mor explains, Yan le'emantem bi lahakti sheni le'ne b'nei Yisrael, that I should be Kaddish. The Rebbeinu Shalom was telling Moshe Rabbeinu that every time I do a nace, it's not necessarily for a tzaddik. I do a nace for a tzaddik, so I'm doing the nace for the tzaddik, for his benefit. And there could be a nace that could happen for a Rishoyim, not for the benefit of the Rishoyim or the non-tzaddikim per se, but lahakti sheni, for my name to be Mekadosh. If you would have allowed it and you would have spoken to the rock, my name would have been Mekadosh, and that was the point in the nace. It wasn't the point for Klal Yisrael, but rather it was for me, for my name to be Mekadosh. Chassan Sofer says that in the same vein, a little bit different, he says that kach es hamate v'hakel es eider atav ar nechich v'libartem al tzel leneim v'nosamim v'yitzesel hamayim min hasela v'yishkisa es eider v'ez b'irom. Who was supposed to drink from this water? It was supposed to drink from this water. It was supposed to be Klal Yisrael and their animals. Not just Klal Yisrael, but their animals also. So Moshe Rabbeinu thought, he said, listen, that Klal Yisrael, there needs to be for Klal Yisrael to get the water there. That's one thing. We know that Teva is that the Torah is Deicha Teva. We had the Tanoim, we had the Tchias HaMesim, we had water splitting. We had many Nisim that happened for Klal Yisrael for Tzadikim. He says, but for animals, Nisim don't happen for animals. For animals, that's a different level. It doesn't happen for them. He says, so that's why Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock, because he thought that for the animals, that he's gonna have to hit the rock. But he made a mistake, and he shouldn't have hit it anyways. The Mami Pano says, he says, unbelievable, right? In Shmoyis, Kapitel Lamed Beis, Pasuk Dezvav, this is wild. He says, when it says, Vayifin Vayerid Moshe min Aharu Shnei Luchay Se'ezes V'yadoy Amayim Pano, it's a Kadman. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu had the two luchas b'yadoi in his hands. He says that the luchas were actually the Torah was written on Moshe Rabbeinu's hands. Not he brought down luchas that had that are in his hands. He didn't have stones in his hand, but rather it was literally in his hands. When Klal Yisrael, he says, when he explains, when Klal Yisrael, when they that they when Amalek came and Rafa Yudeim and Atayra, that they let go of the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu's hands got weak. Moshe Rabbeinu represented Klal Yisrael. It says in the Zohar that Moshe Rabbeinu represented Shishim Ribui. He represented the 600,000 of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was a representation of every single Yid in Klal Yisrael. And what does that mean? That means Moshe Rabbeinu got his koyach from Klal Yisrael, and he lost his koyach through Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came down initially, he had the luchas were actually in his hands. But unfortunately, when Klal Yisrael roughly Yudeim and Atayra, when they left the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu's hands got weak, and they had to be put on stones. At that point, they had to take the luchas, the Torah, came off of Moshe Rabbeinu's hands, and it went on to the stones. It says in the Gan Rava, Kapitel Chaf, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayore Moshe es yode vayach es ha-sela b'mateyu pamoyim. It's a minor habitation of Yud. Here's two questions. Number one, he hit the rock twice. Why do we have to know pamoyim? And if he hit the rock once, he also did something wrong. What's the purpose of twice? Bereshon told him, Dibartim al ha-sela. He went and hit it. What's the purpose of twice? Kasha number one. Kasha number two. Vayim Rasham Moshe v'Aaron, Yam lo yamantim bi. Aaron, if we're saying the chet is that Moshe went and hit the rock, what do you want from Aaron? Aaron didn't hit the rock. We don't see anywhere that Aaron hit the rock. So what's the taina on Aaron akain? You want a taina on Moshe? Taina on Moshe. And he says, Moridik. He says, you learn a tremendous lesson from here. He says is that the Moshe Rabbeinu went and hit the rock. Before he hit the rock, Aaron didn't know he was going to hit the rock. So Aaron didn't say anything. After he hit the rock, Aaron should have said something. Aaron saw Moshe Rabbeinu hitting the rock. The Baruch Hashem told him to debar the Mel HaSela. He should have said something. Aaron should have said, Moshe Rabbeinu. The Baruch Hashem said, you should speak to the rock. Why are you hitting it? So that's why it says Pamoyim. He hit it twice. The saying Pamoyim the twice, that's a Tainan on Aaron. If he would have just hit it once, it wouldn't have been a Tainan on Aaron. How is he supposed to know Moshe Rabbeinu is going to hit it? It would have been just Moshe Rabbeinu. But now that he went and hit it twice, now it's already tying on Aaron also. Aaron should have told him after the first time he hit it, he should have said, Moshe, don't do it again. It says in the Divrei Shol, Ayor Moshe es yodei. Why does it have to say he lifted his hands? What's the difference? Just say, Vayachas es hela. Moshe lifted his hands, and he hit the rock. Why is it really important to know that he lifted his hands? The point is that he hit the rock, and the Baruch Hashem told him to speak to it, and he hit it. So he says that we know, the Gemara tells us in the Dharma Nafama base, that by Avram Avinu, regarding Avram Avinu, that Avram Avinu was Mekadesh as Ramach Evarim. All 248 limbs of Avram Avinu, they automatically did the Ratzon Hashem. It says when he got the hay, there were five that were missing, and then when he got to the Madrega, he became Avraham, because at that point, all 248 limbs, they all did the Ratzon Hashem automatically. It was automatic. They didn't have to work on it anymore. Their eyes didn't look at things they shouldn't. Their ears didn't hear. It was an automatic. They trained them, their guf, the 248 of arm, to listen to exactly the Ratzon Hashem. So the Pasuk is telling us, the Divrei Shol says, the Pasuk is telling us, you should know, that the Ratzon Hashem was not to hit the rock. Therefore, it has to stress, Vayorim es yodei, Moshe Rabbeinu had to lift his hand against the Ratzon of his hand. And Moshe Rabbeinu was on the same Madrega as Avraham Avinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's whole being, his guf, was 100% the Ratzon Hashem. So he had to go against the Ratzon Hashem. He had to lift his hand, telling us that he had to go against what his hand wanted. His hand didn't want to hit the rock. His hand knew the Ratzon Hashem would not hit the rock. And Moshe Rabbeinu went against his hand, against the Eved that wanted to follow the Ratzon Hashem, and nonetheless he hit it. Perhaps he can say the pshat over here of Yan Lo Yamantem Bi La'Hakisheni is not like the Divrei Shol saying, but rather Faket, like we were saying before. Moshe Rabbeinu represented Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu 100% believed in Klal Yisrael. He had Cheshbonis that Klal Yisrael went on the level, Klal Yisrael did Chatom. But Faket, because Klal Yisrael did Chatom, Yan Lo Hemantem Bi is not really referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's referring to Klal Yisrael. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone in, the Chazal tells, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone into Eretz Yisrael, the Beis Hamidrash never would have been destroyed, it would have stayed there forever. It was good for Klal Yisrael. Forget, I mean, aside from being good for Moshe Rabbeinu, it would have been good for Klal Yisrael. Yan lehem mantem bi, because you, Moshe Rabbeinu, who's Moshe Rabbeinu? Who's Aaron? Moshe and Aaron. Aaron, it says, according to the, it says in the Argid Ayo, that Aaron actually brought that, had the, gave over the Torah Shabbat Peh. We know it made it, but Aaron somehow lost the Torah Shabbat Peh, Moshe Rabbeinu Torah Shabbat Peh. Moshe and Aaron represented Klal Yisrael. Yan lehem mantem bi. The problem was with Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael weren't worried. And if Klal Yisrael has to show him to say Moshe Rabbeinu and Gela, he didn't have a moon, he had a moon of Shalema. But Yan lehem mantem bi, that unfortunately, Klal Yisrael were not really, and Klal Yisrael didn't believe in the Rebbeinu Yisrael, and that's why they weren't Zeicha, that Moshe and Aaron should go into Eretz Yisrael. We should not be Zeicha, that we should have the proper moon in the Rebbeinu Yisrael, we should be Zeicha to see the rebuilding, we should go into Eretz Yisrael, we should be Zeicha to see the building, the Ulgul Yisrael, and everything.